أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at the A to Z of Salah. Well, today we come to the letter G. And G is for gratitude. In Arabic, we call it shukr, the quality of being thankful. Let's look at ayah of Quran first, Surah to Ibrahim, Surah number 14, ayah 7. Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَإِذْ تَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ. And your Rabb has announced, Adhan, he has announced it. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, if you are thankful, I would certainly give you more. Now, shukr or gratitude is not based on circumstances, but it's based on the state of the soul. It's not an emotion. It comes with practice, and it is a manifestation of trust or belief. Amn, basically iman, trust in Allah. The first sentence we utter in Surah Al-Fatiha is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise and gratitude are for Allah. They're the first words that were spoken by Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Again in Surah Ibrahim, Allah says, وَإِنْ تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُؤْسُوهَا. If you were to count, if you were to compute the ni'mah, the blessings of Allah, you would not be able to compute them. Dua al-Arafah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is all about gratitude. And maybe the greatest lesson of gratitude I learned was when I went with my granddaughter, who has cerebral palsy, to a therapy session. And there was a father there who was with his child. And his child could not move any part of his body except his eyelids. So he spoke with his eyes, and his father could understand his communication. I remember sitting next to him, and he said, "Isn't my son beautiful?" And I said, "Absolutely." And he said, "You know something? My son will never hurt anyone. My son will never, ever do anything that will cause any anger to any human being. In fact, whenever anybody looks at my son, they remember God." And I looked at him quizzically. And he said, "When they look at my son, they will immediately be in gratitude of what God has given them. They will stop complaining about the little things in life. And they will raise their hands in prayer. Or they will raise their hands in prayer for my son." So you know what? My son is the greatest blessing that God has given me. Every time I feel to complain about little things in life, I remember that man. And I know for a fact that his son is literally a door to Jannah. That is what gratitude is about. So next time any of us wish to complain, maybe we should ask ourselves about all the things that we have to thank him for. Like Quran says, وَإِنْ تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُعْصُوهَا. If you were to start counting the blessings of Allah, you would not be able to compute them. So are we drowning in gratitude? Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to drown in gratitude. So as he says, if we do that, he will increase for us. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.